The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call upon Him by speaking His holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhana, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. This is a glorification of the holy name spoken by the 9 mystical yogis, the Navayagendras, to the king Nimi. Nimi Maharaj, the king, once held a large assembly in which he wanted his scholars to explain the path to self-realization. At that time, as he was, the conference was opening, all of a sudden there was a stir in the atmosphere, and the 9 mystical yogis, the Navayogendras, who could travel through the air, enlightened from the sky, they came down from the sky, and they explained the path to the truth, and everyone was so happy to hear from them. And one of their concluding statements was this here: you can't go on your own strings to the truth. The truth has to come into your life by His strings. It is said, the Supreme Personality of God is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call upon Him by speaking His holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. This first part refers mostly to the unwillingly and inattentionally chanting Hare Krishna Wallas. You know, as you all know, I have criticized you severely, and maybe that's why I'm suffering now the sinful reactions for not chanting properly. But take hope, even if you chant just without attention, there is a hope. It is, Jiva Goswami says, even if a devotee chants without the proper attention, because mostly his life is dedicated to service, then still the Lord, being so merciful, removes sinful reaction, that is bad karma. His path becomes clear, in other words.
Znači, ali ako ta osoba u isto vreme radi službu, onda i dalje gospodin će ukloniti grešne reakcije i ukloniti će karmu sa njegovom putom.
But this only holds true for a devotee who is absorbed so much in his service that he just doesn't give the proper attention to the holy name.
Ali to se samo odnosi na ono bhaktu koji je toliko apsorbovan u službu gospodina da jednostavno ne može pažljivo matrati sveto ime.
So even chanting without proper attention gives you a result that is it removes sinful reactions, but it doesn't give you love for Krishna.
Tako da čak i ako mantrate bez odgovarajuće pažnje, i to će vam dati rezultat, uklonit će vaše grešne reakcije, ali vam neće dati Krishna.
Now, the Navayugendras speak about a more advanced form of chanting, not the inattentive chanting.
A zatim dalje Navayugendra govore o nešto naprednijem nivou mantranja, ne o ovom mantranju
They speak of a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet and chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love. By his love, loving chanting with bhava, he captures the Lord in the heart who then can never give up. The heart of such a devotee. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has very nicely described what happens for such a devotee who lovingly, not inattentionally, or inattentively chants, how he brings captures Krishna. He has said, Mother Yashoda was able to capture Krishna, that is, to do a feat which even the great mystical yogis cannot do.
Jer kaže da je Matija Šoda toliko osvojila Krišnu da je uspjelo ono što ni najvećim mističnim jogima nije pošlo za ruku.
How was she able to perform this feat?
I kako je njoj pošlo za rukom da napravi tako nešto?
To capture Krishna, stay here, stani, and bind him even. How?
Kako je uspjelo da uhvati Krišnu i da ga onda čak i sveže?
By her love. So when you chant in a way where you are avoiding the mistake of inattention, and you chant with some love, you will capture Krishna and he will stay in your heart. And this is necessary to ultimately cast our dark shadow out of our heart. The shadow that refers to the darkness surrounding the heart. It is based on avidya, of ignorance who you are. And the shadow is full of attachment, hatred, deep absorption in material life. This darkness of the heart will only go away when the sun of the holy name is there. Friedrich Nietzsche, the great German philosopher, it's not important if you don't know him, said, wherever I go, a dog called ego follows me.
Friedrich Nietzsche, koji je bio veliki nemački filozof, on je rekao, gdje god da idem, jedan pas me slijedi.
Do you know this dog?
Znate to psa, to je ego.
Is he following you also?
Da li vas on također slijedi?
A black dog. He has a little cottage near, next to your heart. He is the shadow. Oh. Once there was a man. He was extremely intelligent. When he walked, as he walked through his life, he could always, he saw a black man following him. And he understood, this black man wants to kill me. Wherever he went, this black man followed him. Only in the night it seemed that he didn't follow him any longer. But during this time the man thought ever anything, everything is black anyways. So once he was walking through a forest. As I said, he was extremely intelligent. And he thought, he will kill me now, this black man. I hope he has not followed me. He looked around and yes, there it was. The black man was there. I give you everything, don't kill me. He took his head away and gave it to the black man. He gave all his money away. But the black man didn't accept it. It was just lying on the floor. And the intelligent man knew, this black man is out to kill me. He took his shirt away and gave it to the black man. But the black man didn't accept it. Finally, the man killed himself. It's a sad story. It's a story about the shadow. Our own bad qualities. The intelligent man didn't know it's made by the sun. So when you came into this world, you have a black man with you. I don't speak of the sun shadow now. I'm speaking of the shadow in your heart. And if you are not intelligent, like our man, he was not intelligent. He could not understand. He's not killing. You will feel threatened. You will feel threatened by your lust, by your ego, by your attachments, and by your absorption in material life. And by the way, you must feel threatened. Prabhupada said, my only criticism against my disciples is they are not afraid of Maya enough. But my dear devotees, the holy name can destroy the shadow. Nothing can destroy the shadow. This inner darkness will follow you wherever you go, just like our man, the shadow of the man. Only if Krishna appears in your heart can He take away this shadow? The Holy Name has come to rise on the horizon of your heart. But that will not remain, that will not happen if you continue to be a Nam Aparadi. You have to learn to chant attentively. And if you do so, then the Holy Name will rise on the horizon of your heart and destroy this inner darkness. You will be able to capture Krishna by chanting the Holy Name. That's the secret of this verse. Krishna will come in your heart if you learn to chant attentively. Like the sun, He will come and destroy the inner shadow. Jiva Goswami writes in his work Bhakti Sandarbha why the chanting is so powerful. He gives a few reasons. His point is that the chanting of the Holy Name is so powerful because it attracts the attention of Krishna. That is his first reason. Krishna becomes personally drawn where his devotees engage in Sankirtan. Now you might say, but you have just said we chant inattentively, Krishna does not come. How will Krishna come? Listen to the secret. When you do japa, it's very difficult to be attentive. But Jiva Goswami says if you do kirtan, sankirtan, in the association with others, then in your heart, the sankirtan will create devotional feelings, extraordinary devotional feelings. In japa, it is sometimes not easy to develop extraordinary devotional feelings. I have made photos of devotees in japa and in kirtan. In japa, they often go. Or they go. I remember there was one devotee who was chanting japa like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like a kickboxer. He wanted to control his, you know, somehow he felt, in this way I'm more attentive, you know. It can be a struggle in japa. But in sankirtan, feelings easily come. And I have seen devotees in kirtan, they go like, oh.
you know, in a good Kadambakanana Swami Kirtan, devotees go smiling. And especially when Maharaji encourages us to come to extraordinary levels of intensity. At that time we smile. We are happy. We dance like crazy. Sometimes devotees cry during kirtans. I have seen personally, especially in the Balkans. Because sankirtan, singing together, brings these feelings in your heart. The problem is you have no devotional feelings in your heart. That's why you only think about the shadow. I and mine, my worries, my problematic life. These are not real feelings. They are called, the mind has atrophied. Yes. The mind is meant to expand. It's a sattva. The mind is a sattvic entity. Originally, when it's not atrophied. It is meant to capture Krishna, to think of God. Now when you are in Sankirtan, these feelings come again. Oh, I want to think of Krishna. Oh, let me see, is there some Krishna? Oh yes, here on the altar is Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are my master, I am your servant. Some devotional feelings start to come. And it is these devotional feelings which attract Krishna in your heart. It is this what the Navayogendras talk about. They say when a devotee takes shelter of the Lord's lotus feet and chants the holy name of Krishna with love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. Krishna is Madhusudan. Madhusudan is also the name for the bee. Do you know how you can attract bees? You must put some honey. And then they come. So Madhusudan also comes in your heart if there is the honey of devotional feelings flowing. If there is the sewage of I, me, my problems, my thoughts, Madhusudan doesn't feel attracted. So Sankirtan, singing together, is in Kali Yuga the actual recommended process to attract Krishna, because it will bring these devotional feelings in your heart. Without this honey in your heart, nothing will happen in your life. This is Jiva Goswami's thought in Bhakti Sandava. So my dear devotees, today you have the unique opportunity to go into the therapy against birth and death. You can sit a maximum of amount of hours in Sankirtan, singing together. Our best Kirtan leaders have arrived from all the nooks and corners of the Balkane. Kadamba Kanana Maharaj is here. The good voice of ISKCON. And now I request you, just bring your bodies and sit in the Kirtan as long as possible. I recommend you do a minimum of 8 hours. In the Kami world, that is the normal working day. Everyone does 8 hours. In the devotional world, 8 hours is the time to spend with the holy name. In a minimal way, you have to chant 64 rounds, minimum, according to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and that takes for a slow chanter 8 hours. You can pace yourself. We have also a kirtan list. When your favorite kirtaniers are there, you can come. And the other time you can eat and sleep.
Yeah.
If you can make more than 8 hours, better. I personally will do 8 hours also. Because, see, we must do something against this inner darkness which follows us everywhere. No sun, no moon, no fire, no chivici, no can destroy this inner darkness. Only the holy name can. Because that is a light which can go into the heart. It can reawaken the atrophied and dead mind with devotional feelings. And that's all what Krishna wants to see. If he sees you get develop devotional feelings, then he becomes attracted. He will become captured by you and stay by you, with you. And he will help you. You cannot destroy your attachments on your own. Even if you try to repress it, it won't go. And it will come out in unwanted ways. You have to invite Krishna to do this work. The shadow or the darkness is ultimately also a creation of God. He can make or he can destroy his creation, not you. You can just show your readiness, your desire, your eagerness to destroy this, and by inviting him in your heart through singing.
I ono što vi jedino možete napraviti jeste da pokažete svoju spremnost, svoju želju, svoju žudnju I da ga pozovete u svoje srce.
We live in Kali Yuga.
Živimo u Kali Yugi.
It's not a good age for spiritual life.
I to nije najpovoljnije doba za duhovni život.
We, therefore, this supreme and most powerful process has been given by Mahaprabhu. Do Sankirtan.
I zato je ovaj najuzvišeniji, najmoćniji proces dat od Čaitanja, od strane Čaitanja Mahaprabhu, koji nam je rekao da radimo Sankirtan.
Take sweet. Today is very simple.
Danas jako jednostavno.
No complicated explanations. Today we will sing. Is that all right with you? It's a little austerity. You cannot talk so much prajalpa today. Actually, I must now, please excuse me. I know I must say this summer camp is really different from others. It's a very spiritual atmosphere. Can you feel that also? And it's a peaceful atmosphere. There is no prajalpa in this. Minimum. But you know, to do 8 hours, you need to pace yourself a little bit. You need to take care of your eating and your sleeping. That's all. So that you are, that you can sit there and not become mental. So, do we have one question? I will ask the question where I know it will be about Kirtan, Jai Gopal. Is it? God.
You mentioned that by quoting people, not even Goswami, that Kirtan gives a special devotional feeling.
Yes.
And I have one doubt, like that me personally, I experienced, I went to Kirtan, and still his feelings
doesn't come. Dobro. Is it
the mere fact that we just sometimes don't do enough Kirtan, that we should do longer, like today we have a bit of opportunity, or what is it else that
Dobro.
Znači, ti si objasnio da kada učestvujemo Jiva Gosvami,
will they be ready in the kitchen?
Da kada učestvujemo u kirtanu, da se onda taj zaredna osjećanje prednosti pojavlja u našem srcu. Sad ja više nemam iskustva da sam učestvovao u kirtanima I takve osjećanje se ne pojavljaju kod mene, pa se pitam šta je u pitanju, da li trebam da radim kirtan više ili zašto, koji je razlog?
There are two reasons which can shrink down in one reason why your devotional feelings do not come. Listen very carefully because I will talk now very concentrated, no stories or something. Just if you do aparad in your life, the devotional feelings won't come. You all know the 10 offenses. One is to still maintain material attachments. Now, listen very carefully. The basis of aparad is ego. Therefore, Jiva Goswami says, extraordinary devotional feelings only come if you bomb the ego.
I zato Jiva Goswami kaže da se ta
He doesn't say it exactly like that. He says, only to someone who chants according to the method of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these extraordinary devotional feelings will come. And he says what that is, that method. You must chant according to Trinadapi Sunichena, the instructions given in this verse. Now, Jiva Goswami is a big philosopher. He says, this should be easy in Kali Yuga because no one in Kali Yuga has any good qualifications. Therefore, Kali Yuga is the best age. We are so unqualified that it's very easy to be humble. And when you chant in a humble frame of mind, all your apparatus will go because your ego will go. You have no false ego. But look at you, Jaigopal. Look at me, Sachinandan Swami. I think I have good qualities. I think I know many things. I think I can play cartels very nice. And eat sweets and digest them. I think I'm qualified. Therefore, become frank, open. You don't have to be a Ramanujacharya. You don't have to be a Rupa Goswami. You just have to be open and frank and sincere. And that means to understand we don't have any qualification. Oh, we have to pray for Krishna. Then even if you have mistakes, if Krishna sees you are humble and you're praying for him, he sees you have some devotional feelings already. And if you chant with this humble realization of your situation, Krishna will become, there will be no ego. And you won't find in your heart the mentality to commit offenses. Then everything is so easy. Have I answered your question? Good. So we will stop now. Please take your prasadam now. And go, no, wait a second, Gaurahari has to make an important announcement. And we will see each other at 10 o'clock sharp. That means not Serbian time, not Macedonian time, not Sarajevo time, not even German time. It means Swiss time.
Schweizer Zieh. Schweizer Zieh. Ja.